This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. The 100. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the... Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on It's Sunday. But it's Sunday, and on Sundays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. And then I take a day off because I'm feeling like crap and I'm bitching and blah, 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 blah. You know, someone actually wrote me and suggested maybe Planet Z and the midget could fill in for you while you're getting better. You're all fucking nuts, you know that? Anyway, this is the 50th Weekly Challenge. What you're hearing in the music bed is... Hold on. What am I playing? Oh, great. Look at this. It's just... No, not doing genre. Oh, it's by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Got the right damn template. The topic was selected by Caleb of Blacktie Martini Club Podcast, and it's lithium, and it's the reason why this took an extra day, because I just didn't get it down. All right, we've got 9 stories this week. It was 16 last week, and bam, crash. Well, it's not as bad as when I first started. It was like, you know, 5 or 6 dedicated nutcases. So, it's, even when it's bad, it's good, I guess. You know, sort of like, blowjobs. Unless they bite. Alright. Let's just get back on track here. Which story goes first? It's the winner from last week. And that's goddamn tie again. Can't you people make up your mind? You know, there are no ties in March Madness. You know, you're a bunch of dumb jocks. I can identify colors. I get 3 college credits. Yeah, but you can't spell them right, you rastus. Maneda of Squirrel Bait and Guy David of GuyDavid.com. It's a first for each. Congratulations. And it's Guy David's rookie effort. So y'all must really like the music. Very cool there. Congratulations, you two. Go ahead and get hitched. But Guy took a break this week. So that means Maneda is the one that's going. And by the way, can you tell that it's April Fool's and that I'm just not going to do 20 takes like I do every time? Here we go. Maneda, you are on the stage.
Hey everybody, it's Maneda from the Squirrel Bait Podcast at Maneda.net with a 100-word story about lithium? That's weird. Anyway, here it is. Hi, I'm Benjamin, and I'm an addict. I guess I came to the meeting today because I'm ready to try to kick the habit. For my entire life, other people have made jokes at my expense. I guess I really can't blame them. I mean, I do make a pretty easy target for humiliation. You see, my mother was an Ursus Maritimus, that means polar bear, and my father was an Eskimo, so of course I'm bipolar. And I'm also a bit confused about my sexuality, so I'm bipolar. Anyway, that's how I came to be addicted to lithium, because I'm, well, bipolar.
Thank you, Maneda. The text from Maneda's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other crazy things they do out there. Rookies, none. Great topic, huh? Now let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And actually, some of them did come back. They just keep coming back. Maybe they need lithium. Well, here we go. First one up is Tom from Footnote and the Great Interview Big Bury Podcast. cast thing where he interviews folks. You know the first person he interviewed was? Some goofball. Here we go. It's Tom.
"Caleb, hand me that bottle of Daiquiri Vodka," said Tom. He poured out exactly 2 jiggers. "The Soul Zoo, Lawrence, please." 3 jiggers swirled into the mixture. Ellison tossed the Jivan before Tom could mouth the words. "Now for the piece de resistance," chortled Mr. Marquette. Liana rolled a gas cylinder next to the bar. Caleb, Lawrence, and Ellison stared incredulously. "Dentist office." They all smiled. Tom filled the cocktails with tiny bubbles of nitrous oxide. After 3 shots, Caleb called from under the couch. "What the frack do you call this?" Dimly aware of the voice, Tom mumbled, "Lithium." "Till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet."
I like a good tune I can dance to. I can't dance to that. Okay, thank you, Tom. You can catch Tom at the Footnote Podcast. Links are up at the site, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Next, we move over to the guy who's responsible for this topic. It's Caleb of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Caleb, let's see what you've done with this disaster.
"We've already lost 8 engineers, and I'm going in next. The recycler robot was supposed to harvest junk like batteries and industrial lubricants for lithium to be oxidized and used in the pharmaceutical industry. It stopped working last Friday, even though it's still taking in junk. We think it's filling the air with so much lithium oxide that your brain gets starved for serotonin and oxygen simultaneously. And you will hallucinate wildly until death. It only takes a few minutes, but all 8 died smiling and wide-eyed. I'm going in with the scuba tank now.
Yes, you."
"My God, it's full of stars."
Yes, it is full of stars. Stars as in podcasting stars, which you all are. Storytellers in the firmament. Is that how it's pronounced? I don't know. Thank you, Caleb. Next up is everybody's favorite Toomler. It's Ellison, a blogged Ellison. And he's got his voice back. And I guess so do I. So there's no need for the midget to embarrass his great artistry. What was that, 2 votes last week? 1? Ouch! That's going to leave a mark. Here we go, it's Ellison with his story on lithium.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's 100-word story is Fold. Beads of sweat began to trickle down Ibrahim's brow. This bothered him. He did not want to appear nervous, but it was stifling in the small room. His next card skidded across the table. Four of spades, not much help there. He was in too deep to back out now, having jumped into the betting with his pair of pocket aces. Maybe they would be enough. No, they weren't. Fuad raised, confident as always. Ibrahim folded. No choice. He was down to a grimy pair of boxer shorts and an explosive belt. Gaza strip poker was not for the faint-hearted. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Forwarding all the death threats to you, Allison, okay? Thank you, Allison. Classic, as always. You've got my vote. He can be found at ellison1.blogspot.com or probably around the Seder table tomorrow. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. She is always in need of your stories. Go ahead and, you know, if you've got ones that are longer than 100 words and you can't whittle down, don't. Whittle them down. Craft them finely and send them to her. Let Hodgepodge Point be your bigger than 100 word stories, or it's a poem, not a story repository, the place to go. And then like 15 minutes for talking about her birds. Here we go. Liana, let's hear a story.
Hiya folks. Liana here from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Thanks to everyone who submitted stuff for my podcast, and I eagerly await for the rest of you to rummage through your trash to find the worst of the worst. You know, I've got a comment here about the whole word count thing. I just discovered that Microsoft Word may not be giving me an accurate word count. If I'm one of those silly people who doesn't have exactly 100 words, well, it wasn't for trying. It was my mistake to depend on technology rather than finger counting. So here's my 100-word story for this week's challenge number 50, Lithium, and it's titled, To Avoid Being a Pill Popper. I'm a freak of nature. Mankind might be a better term. Supersensitive is just a lame way to categorize me, but I'm beyond that. Our modern world is sensory overload for me. Anytime I come close to common materials, the smells and sensations are overwhelming. Yay for all-day nausea. Worst part of my condition is that most items cause a highly allergic reaction. Lithium is almost deadly, and goddamn if it isn't in all kinds of stuff. So here I am, stuck in the woods, left by my parents years ago like an unwanted cat. God, I'm lonely.
And that's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. you guys are crazy. Okay, one offer here. I've recently expanded Matzahenge within Second Life. That's where the 100 Word Stories podcast is supposed to be headquartered, within Second Life, but you know how it is. I'm building up stupid stuff there. Anyone who is a contributor to 100 Word Stories podcast weekly challenge, and they want their stuff promoted there as well, I'm going to put up posters on a little corner there in the main hallway, and links to, if I can get the link out thing working, or radio players or whatever, and you have a Second Life identity and you want to teleport to your place as well, I'll waste 3 or 4 prims on setting things up for you. Let me know your Second Life identity. And I'll get that set up. And if you've got a texture that's not tasteful but not totally freaking tasteless, let me know. Okay. And I guess that means we're going to have disgusting things from the Smiths there. All right. Who's up next? Sister Mary Edith. Well, maybe you can hear my confession here. Not that God will listen. But, Sister Mary Edith, let's hear your story.
Sister Mary Edith here with a 100-word story for lithium. As a middle school psychiatrist, I'm as much for teachers as for students. Ah, Miss Silbernagel, what's up? Her hands shook as she lit her cigarette. Mascara streaked her face. A colossal spitball matted her hair into a nasty snarl. She blew out smoke in a shuddering breath. I've taught for 20 years. But 8th graders now? I can't take it anymore. Now, Miss Silbernagel, you just hang in there. I pulled out my prescription pad. A month later, I visited her classroom. Say hello, students. Dreamily, they murmured, hello, Dr. Greer. Thanks again. It was just what they needed.
You know, when I was in 8th grade... Oh, wait. 8th grade sucked. Thank you, Sister Mary Edith. Next up is... It's our time for the Smiths. But we only had 2 show up this time. I guess the 3rd one was off torturing some other podcast. Not that we don't mind. So, and I still have yet to get the theme music for the Smiths. But I'll get some, or if they have some and they come up with one and, you know, put something together, I will play it. And I guess I've committed to putting up posters for their own podcast and insane things within Motsahenge as well. But we're all a part of family, but they're a part of a special family, which is a real family, and that's the Smiths. First up is Patty.
Hello, podcasters and podcastees. This is Patty the Smitty Gal. Hope you're all enjoying a lazy Saturday, or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. Here is my submission on the topic of lithium for the weekly challenge number 50. It's called Humphrey Makes a Change. At first, Humphrey hid the pills under his tongue. Then he tried stowing them between cheek and gums. But they always knew. So after chasing the lithium with a sip of water, they began making him hook his fingers on either side of his mouth, pull wide, and move his tongue in a slow, full circle. Humphrey actually enjoyed doing this when the pretty young nurses were working the meds shift. The nurses did not enjoy this and began complaining. So Rocky, the hairy male nurse, took over administering Humphrey's meds. Since then, Humphrey's moods had become surprisingly more stable.
Yeah, at some point I thought that it was going to be a Manic Monday before this thing went up, but whatever. Thank you very much, Patty. You make my nightmares come true. Next up is Tom, with a silent four in his name, from the Stuffcast, which has pretty much been a rebroadcaster of all his excellent stories up here. So if you don't want to hear anybody else but Tom, with a silent four in his name, that's completely up to you. You can just check him out there instead of, you know, this stuff. I'm sure that you'd start to miss us here. Here's Tom.
Good afternoon, morning, evening, or whatever is appropriate. This is Tom from Stuffcast. It's week 50. We're all on lithium.
So have you heard that new Nirvana song?
Yeah. Lithium? Yeah. Kurt Cobain can't sing. Sounds like he's on lithium.
Yeah. We had lithium at my brother's birthday party last month. It was hilarious. You should have heard Big Ed with a munchkin voice. And Dave passed out and hit his head on the tank and...
You dork. That's helium. Lithium slows you down.
No.
Cobain was probably on lithium. It's for treating people who are bipolar.
So, what, he has two poles? Why would you take medicine for that?
Yeah.
Somebody actually jumped into the Kurt Cobain pool there. Oh, wait. That album cover. Never mind. Okay. Last but not least is Tabitha from a whole bunch of podcasts and sites. If it's got Joss Whedon on it, she's on there gladly. Oh, ogling it, sighing, wondering. Abso-fantabulous. Tabitha, go for it.
Thank you, Sweden.
Hi, this is Tabitha, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories Challenge. And the whole sugar batteries that I mentioned in the story actually is true. I saw an announcement for it in the news this week, so I thought it'd make a good start for the lithium thing, because I couldn't think of anything else. The scientific community announced this week the successful use of sugar in batteries to replace lithium. No big surprise to us. Army's been using them for years. First time we went on a secret mission, we only had a small window of time to complete it. We were going to assassinate Saddam Hussein. We had all of our equipment, stealth suits that operated on batteries, laptops, even our weapons needed those darn sugar batteries. So imagine my horror when I heard Prophet Johnston chewing. Aw, hell, I said. Forget it. We'll just start a war. Johnston stopped chewing. Thanks for listening, and I'm not going to pimp any of my promos or play any of my promos, and I'm not going to even speak correctly, but I am going to tell you about a really cool thing that I'm involved in called the Chicago Really Short Film Fest. So if you are a filmmaker and have a 15-minute or less film that you want to submit to our festival, send it on our way, and you can find the information at reallyshortfest.com. Tell them Tabitha sent you and it'll waive the entrance fee. But get it in before April 15th. Thanks and have a fantabulous day.
I think I'm going to have a fantabulous day. Don't you? Don't you? You can check her out at strangelyliteral.com, fantabulous. Blah, blah. All the play... I've got two of the links up there, and she's probably got them all cross-linked on there. What, Nardo? Yeah? You want to do the podcast? Oh, you are such a good boy. Yeah. We miss Pipey, don't we? Yes, we do. Yeah. It's been tough, but that's okay. Yeah, you got a little icky on your nose. Yeah. Hold on a second, folks. I got to get this icky off his nose. Yeah, oh, my nose is all icky. Okay, good boy. Yeah, he doesn't like that. All right, well, enough. That's cat podcasting for you. There you go, Dwight. Finally got around to it. And that'll be the last of that. Okay, Nardo, go away. Go play outside. I'm sure they've got lawnmowers and stuff going. Last and least, it's our old friend, Planet Z. And you know who he is. I've originally created the Planet Z persona so that my name would not be out there, so that people like sucking up and go, ooh, let's vote for him, ooh, all that, and win every time. Screw that. And y'all have been great about not voting for Planet Z stories just to suck up on their own merits and showing that, yeah, all this stuff during the weekend sucks. So here we go with our old friend. We all know and love him.
Bobby loved going to the Science Museum. He'd walk through the exhibit halls, eyes wide as saucers. The Hall of Chemistry was his favorite. A giant periodic table was up on the wall. There were samples of every element next to their symbol. One day, he tried to climb that wall to steal a sample. The museum was used to that kind of thing. Kids wanting to steal gold and platinum, or Arabs grabbing for uranium and plutonium. What shocked the guards was that Bobby was climbing up the left side for lithium. Weird kid, they said, and watched.
And there you have it. 10 stories about lithium. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com and vote. Save that for later. Head over to podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the first weekly challenge. Join the winner will go first in the 51st weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 52nd. That's the first anniversary show. 1 year of this crap. And then they'll win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There is more to do with the website than just vote. Check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, text in a story. There's also archives of my very own 100 Word Stories there. No, actually, only about 600 of them online. Lester Ellison, Liberty, and Dodge. Like writing 100 Word Stories? Nuts. Try 100words.com. Don't do 100wordstories.com. Need to subscribe to the feed. There's a lot of links to various directories and podcatchers out there, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. Oh, I love Podcast Ready. Russell Holloman, great guy. Although he was on PodFun the other day. And as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Great music. Not going to make fun of anything. I love it. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln on this today. Maybe I should wait for it. Next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme in a little bit. Duh, I've already posted it. Not even going to pretend that I posted this yesterday and y'all are just catching it. You know, April Fool's only go so far. I took 5 shots of NyQuil this morning. 5. I drank the whole bottle. You know, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to take 1 shot, then you can't taste anything because you're blown out of your mind, and then you drink it. That's what NyQuil does. They assume that you're just going to take a little sip. Woo-hoo-hoo, I can't feel my legs. Then, bam, you chug the whole thing. NyQuil and Red Bull. That'll fuck you up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience. And as always, April Fools.